Wake up weekday mornings from 5 to 9. L.I. in the A.M. with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 L.I. News Radio.
It is time now, 6:41, for the AVZ Financial Report. That's right, AVZ, Elberg, Pigiano, Zurich & Company, in business 67 years plus, handling all of your financial needs at 434-9500, 631-434-9500, located right on Suffolk Court in the Hop Hog Industrial District. And we welcome Mr. Kenneth Lax, his turn, right here in our studios.
How are you? Good morning. Thank you, as always, Jay, for having us on.
Great to have you here, my friend. And, of course, the big news over the weekend was the big Amazon deal. That's right. Amazon's a little over $13.5 billion deal with Ken Lax for Whole Foods, sending pretty much stores and big retailers, food makers, as well as distributors, pretty much awry throughout. Quite a deal it was.
Yeah, that was it's a huge deal. There are so many, it's hard to get into the ramifications of a deal like this. You know, a lot of the food stocks dropped. You know, you have your big chains, Walmart, Target, Kroger. They were the big players. So I think initially, I think it's a home run for us because prices are going to drop. Whole Foods is traditionally high end. It's expensive. Initially, those things are going to drop. So first effect, prices will drop because there'll be pressure on the market.
Yeah, you know, I kind of look at this thing, and we've seen retail in general just go by the wayside last year. You know, we've seen majors go out of business. You know, we're seeing stores like JCPenney, some of them going out. We've seen Kmart already. We've seen Radio Shack, Famous Footwear. We can go on and on and on down the line. We've seen the trends here. You know, it's online stuff now. It's all Amazon right now. But, you know, in regard to Whole Foods, I mean, listen, they were the specialty store chain of organic foods. And think about it. You know, the Walmarts and the Targets now are handling these super grocery store type areas within. So, in essence, these specialty stores are pretty much becoming extinct when you think about it.
Yes. And I think this will add to the list.
Correct.
of the extinct dinosaurs, as you might say. That's one of the after effects that I think will occur. Amazon will pressure the market, to try to capture it, a bigger piece. And what's the danger in my mind here? Well, I think we're all thinking the same thing. Nobody likes a monopoly. So that's the long-term concern in my mind. Not that that's going to happen, but it makes me a little uneasy.
Thinking the same way, though. I mean, how could it not? Amazon is just becoming a monster throughout. I mean, it's almost is the fact that no one will be able to touch Amazon in the next 10, 20, 30 years. I mean, think of what they will become, could become.
Yes. I mean, they already have an online. They already have a food delivery service. They already make batteries. Yep. They make pet food. They have their 365 brand. So they already have things in the mix before this takeover.
Yeah.
Before they're taken over. So now Amazon puts them into their library. And one economist, I don't recall his name, said that this isn't the last. They feel like they're just going to be, they're going to look at the charts and they're going to say, let's grab some more things and beef us up in other areas.
Very rare for a single deal to have such a big effect as far as the broader stock market was concerned. But that's what Amazon's agreement here with Whole Foods apparently has certainly triggered this. So, in essence, very, very interesting thing as far as what good, you know, what else could come out of this, residual effects here. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of different companies. Now, elsewhere, energy companies rose. Oil futures have bounced back from their lowest price this year. Ken Lax, utilities and industrial and basic materials ground some modest gains as well, talking about Friday's closes and whatnot there. So, in essence, yeah, the Dow had risen just a little, still over 21,000, very healthy there. The NASDAQ dipped a little, nothing to be too alarmed about. S&P went up. 10-year treasuries and 30-year bonds went down. Gold has risen just a little. They've been so stagnated, gold, for the last 2 years. It's been unbelievable. Still at that same point, nothing crazy there. And crude oil on the rise just a little bit there. Take anything out of these things?
I mean, the summertime with gasoline prices, things like that, that will always fluctuate. I mean, I've noticed a little bit of a rise at the pump, obviously. But I see it's almost like an up and a down. It's the scale keeps going back and forth in the general market. And as you just pointed out, the market's still holding steady. So from this vantage point so far, I don't see anything. But what I do see is I would feel more comfortable if we saw something in the healthcare arena or the tax arena sooner rather than later. And don't get me wrong, these things take a long time, but I'd love to see like an outline just to fuel optimism as opposed to nothing and just think it's coming.
Yeah, we've seen a little bit of back and forth. When's it coming? A little couple of tweaks here and there. We saw the first round of healthcare go by the wayside. You know, you wonder what is in store here, but you're right. You know, we could see some effects from all of this stuff. And, of course, you know, who knows what we could see down the road here as far as what's happening in Washington these days with all these hearings and probes and accusations left and right, obstruction of justice. Who knows? The president answering questions. You know, it just goes back and forth here. We don't know, again, these residual effects, what could be as far as the overall market is concerned.
Exactly. Well said. I mean, again, at the end of the day, when the big picture is, you know, when we have all these different things going on in Washington, they can't get to the important items on the agenda. And again, from as an accountant, in my mind, the two biggest, you know, there's a lot of parts of the agenda, the infrastructure. But I focus, of course, on healthcare, and I focus, of course, on the tax plan. So the longer these big events keep shadowing or overshadowing the, you know, Washington, the longer it's going to take to get to what's important for the American people.
No question. Of course, tax reform. I think everybody's awaiting tax reform here. But again, healthcare probably first, then tax reform. A lot of people say the opposite. But you know what? Either way, these will have some resounding effects going forward.
Without a doubt. And the most frustrating thing, I think, for every – I think I speak for every accountant, every tax person out there, as well as, you know, general accountants. When a client asks you, okay, so, you know, we're getting to the mid-year.
Yeah.
And as we get past the summer, what do we do? What do you think for next year? And to look at somebody in the face and tell them I don't know is frustrating because I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I can only advise what's today. And people get frustrated. So it's tough. The overall environment, you can't tell anybody anything. What do you think I should do for my, you know, for the estate? I don't know. Will the estate tax be around?
It's true. You know, you listen, you're right in the line of fire here as far as being in the crux of the business. You really don't know which way to go or how to direct people, right, because of all what goes on here.
You can't advise. The only thing you could advise on is based on today and the rates and everything as it goes and healthcare. And so it is frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating for everyone in the field.
In the business, as long as you are, has this been the most muddied of waters you've ever been in as far as which way you can direct people?
Back to the days when this was sunsetting in 2010 and we didn't know if there'd be an estate tax or not. And various people lecturing, that was a little difficult, but I would agree. I would say this is probably a time in my career. I'm in the field 25 years that I can remember this much uncertainty where I couldn't really advise anyone.
That says it all right there. So one of the other things I wanted to talk to you about was the crude oil situation. It rose about 28 cents. It's about $44.74 a barrel right now. Do we see this trend kind of going in an upward rise as well as far as gas prices and everything else for the rest of the summer? People traveling, making plans and whatnot. What should they expect?
I would think based on a lot of I think – that we are going to see a rise. I think, you know, simple, basic economics, You know, you demand your supply, and summertime is for traveling, family vacations, vacations in general. So I think, you know, I think we will see a rise.
Yeah. And again, we'll see what kind of global effects are out there. President adding more troops in Afghanistan. There's still a lot of unrest, Syria and whatnot. We've seen a lot of attacks over in the UK. Again, these are all types of residual effects that could have a very interesting situation here in the States.
I think in general, I label it as uncertain times. I don't want to get negative because the market still holds well and a lot of other things, but it's uncertain.
Yeah, that's pretty much the underlying word. Ken Lax, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jay.
We'll see you in July at 6:52. The Financial Report, of course, you can hear at this time every Monday morning, AVZ. That's right, Ulbrich, Viziano, Zurich & Company, your financial experts. And they're right over in the Hop Hog Industrial area on Suffolk Court, 631-434-9500, 434-9500. Short break, come right back.